This is Ernest Fincher, and it's August 18, 8:04 p.m. at the VA Hospital in Big Spring, Texas.
Ah, this is, whatever, call me Buddy Fincher. And my story really started about 4 years ago, when I read a little skinny book, Prison to Praise, which taught me to give thanks in all things and for all things. And as I started doing that, one of the first things came up, I got diagnosed with colon cancer. An old sneak a peek Patel woke me up, said, "Len, I'm looking at these four pictures." And he says, "This is a tumor and this is cancer." And the first thought I had was, "God, I thank you for this tumor, and I thank you for this cancer." And there was I realized that I just released God to work that for my good. And so there was a warmth that flowed over me that has never left. And then the next thought I had was, "God, I thank you for this tumor and for this cancer." And I realized I just released God to work that for His glory. And there was a light that showed up under the bed. And so that was an eye-opener. Went through all that, got rid of all the cancer. And then the next thing that happened, I started reading a book that was Hosting the Presence by Bill Johnson. And that was an eye-opener to me. And that's when I realized that we are hosting the presence everywhere we go. And the last book is by Shawn Bowles, S-H-A-W-N-B-O-L-Z. And he was with Mike Bickle for 12 years. And Mike Bickle knows more about love than any human I'd ever met. When I started reading his book, I thought, this is Mike Bickle. So anyway, I haven't finished that book yet, but it is about translating God to another human being on this earth. Now, all this had started playing in my life, that I knew that we were supposed to be taking the presence of the Lord everywhere we go. And so as this started playing out, things started changing in my life. And to bring someone into the presence of the Lord and let them experience the presence of the Lord will change their lives.
Hey, come on in.
Hey, friend, how are you?
I'm blessed, highly favored.
Tell me who this is.
This is number two.
Okay.
This really started earlier than that. Whenever I would tell people for years that I was blessed, highly favored, and full of joy. And you can see when their head goes quiet, whenever the presence of the Lord shows up. So I had already been practicing this before all this other thing came, and it's just amazing what has happened in the last 2 months, and especially in the spiritual kingdom. And that's what I wanted to share with you, is what I've been experiencing these last 2 months in a hospital bed. The only muscles I've moved is my mouth and my tongue and my two arms, and nothing else has moved, because when this happened, the cancer went through and ate my spinal column. And Mike and I were in the shower. He was helping me because I was already in the hospital. And what happened was, my legs melted. I cannot explain this, everything turned gray, and my body just melted to the floor. And when I started bending over, I knew that things were not going to be good. And I was looking back into this gray void. I didn't have any legs. I didn't have any feet. My brain was disconnected from my upper body. And on this last time down, I was looking at the concrete. And I knew that that this deal was over. And that's when Michael picked me up, got oxygen back to my brain. And they took me in and laid me down on the bed. And I hadn't moved a muscle since. And that's been over 2 months. So that's kind of given me an opportunity to meditate on things and to share the love of God with everybody we meet.
Here you go, Mitch.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Oh, wow. See y'all later.
Okay, thanks.
And so I have to credit Michael for me being alive today, because I probably had another 5 or 10 seconds before I was gone. And you'll have to have Mike tell you his story about that. But anyway, as this progressed, the first thing you know, it was burning in my heart for people to understand the kingdom of God and His presence and some of the things that have come about. Now, my first question is, have you ever seen the temple that Jesus raised up in 3 days? He says, I'll destroy it, which He did when He was crucified. When He was resurrected, then it was resurrecting a new temple. Now then the next question is, why did Jesus have to walk the earth for 40 days and 40 nights before He could go to His new earthly home in His bride? Well, answer simple. Not a soul on this earth recognized Jesus in His new resurrected body. The first two guys, this might not be exact, Cleopas and Cletus, they are hooking them to Emmaus. Boy, and I can just see them. They talking up a storm. They asked Jesus, says, you know what happened in Jerusalem yesterday? Now this is a paraphrase. Ain't got a clue. Says, you're the only guy that doesn't know. So they hook him on toward the house. When it starts getting late, this is the first thing you have to do. You have to invite Jesus to come in and dine with you, live with you. And they did. And what did Jesus do? He came in. And here it starts. When He broke the bread, their eyes were opened. And so our job on this earth today is to break the bread, the body of Christ, everywhere we go. Their eyes will be open. And their ears will be open. And they'll have an intimate, personal, passionate relation with the man, Christ Jesus. And so our job is, as Jesus's was, to translate that unconditional love to every human being that God puts in our path. Now, who is our path now? Well, God the Father lives in this earthly temple, and if you hadn't seen the temple, I suggest you look in the mirror if you are a believer. And guess what? That is the temple of the living God. And some of us can look at it and say, man, I haven't treated it too good. But guess what? The closer we walk with Him, God is love. Jesus is love. And can you imagine the God of this universe living in us? And then we start doing stuff that is sinful and start to use the word shacking up. That's bringing the devil into God's holy house. And can I tell you, it ain't ever going to work. And so here we have God the Father living in this earthly tent that Jesus bought and prayed for by His blood. And as He lives in this tent with His earthly unemployed Son, because Jesus finished His work. And guess what? We've got to do the work, because he's unemployed there, and we've got to do His work. Now, don't forget, He and the Father are still in the throne room, and they're interceding for us going through this situation that we're in right now. So as we have me living in an earthly body with Holy Spirit and the Son of God and God Himself. And so, have you ever tried to live with your kinfolks? About 3 days without the Holy Spirit, you'd be throwing rocks at one another. And this kind of sounds kind of silly, but kinfolks and fish without the Holy Spirit start stinking really, 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 really bad. Not any of us ever been there. Okay, so now we know that Jesus lives in this earthly body. As a side note, this is my prayer nearly every day, and it's been working, working, working. And that is that we, I don't use I anymore, because we is God the Father, His earthly unemployed Son, and Holy Spirit, and me living in this earthly body. And when I see that, I see the dugout up on the Matthews Ranch, and where they lived in that cave up there for a while. And so anyway, it is very, very, very important that God prepare the hearts of everyone that He places in our, now that's not me, that's Father, Son, Holy Spirit in me, so that we be able to translate the very unconditional love of God to everyone that He puts in our path. And let me tell you, I haven't moved a muscle other than my arms for 2 months, that He has brought people that come in to the very presence of the Lord. When you walk through the door coming in the room, I expect your head to go quiet. I expect the presence of the Lord be manifest to you, and that your heart is open to receive the very unconditional love of God. And it's just amazing to see how this works. And it's not me. It is the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But he let me have my mouth. He let me have my brain. The rest of my body is not functioning too well. And it is just amazing. And my prayer has been, I've been in 3 hospitals, 4 hospital rooms before I left down here. And guess what? I've been telling everybody that comes through the door, I love them. We've got a love fest going on. And the spirit of love flows through every place in these places where we have been because it's not about me, it's about him. And it's just an awesome sight to see when people walk into the presence of the Lord, some of them get filled with the Spirit, some of them start prophesying. But it is an exciting, exciting journey. And after I share, one other thing I didn't get. How do you keep the Sabbath? The Sabbath is Old Testament. If your righteousness does not exceed that of the Pharisees, you go to hell. And guess what? That's a scary thought. And so anyway, the way you keep the Sabbath, would you believe, do it like Jesus did? That's how he revealed himself to all the people in his new body. So it's all through the New Testament. I don't know how us dummies missed it all those years. But anyway, the way you keep the Sabbath, just like Jesus. Okay, David and all his ragtags, marching through the wheat field, plucking off the lee of the heads, rubbing them together, blowing on the shaft, eating those things, and guess what? The Sabbath Gestapo was right behind them. You're breaking the Sabbath. David said, did you ever hear, Jesus said, did you ever hear what David did? He and his 600 ragtags went in there and wiped out all the showbread. Boy, now that really set their shucks on fire. So now then, next place he's down at Bethesda. This is really good. And when he goes down there, he asks this guy, 18 years he's been hanging out. You want to be healed? Well, nobody will throw me in the water when it's trouble. Jesus says, pick up your mat and walk. Boy, did that ever set the Gestapo on fire. You're breaking the Sabbath. And Jesus just told him, do you do good on the Sabbath or do you do evil? And then next thing he did says, hey, fella, pick up your mat and hook him to the house. And so away he goes. And now then, that's when the Gestapo starts trying to kill Jesus because they were really upset. You are breaking the Sabbath. Now, this is how it works. Jesus says, I do only what I see the Father do. And I speak only what I see or hear the Father say. And tonight, as far as I know, I've spoken to you every word that the Father's shown me, and I've done everything that he's shown me to this point. And if he's got a PS, I'd be glad to work on that. But I just want to tell you, I love you. I haven't got to see any of y'all. I've had a steady stream of people that love me. And it's just amazing. And as we go through this life, our sole purpose is to translate unconditional love to those other earthly bodies so that they might be in the kingdom with us. And when we get a grasp that God lives in us, His Son, Holy Spirit, and us, and start acting like that, you're going to see the churches change. You're going to see a lot of things change. And it's just an awesome, awesome, awesome journey. Now I'm getting down to the nubbin. I have no idea when I get to go home. That's not my choice. My choice is to be obedient to the last thing that I've been told. And I trust that that be the case. And I love all of you. Start telling other people that you love them. Boy, it works at the parts store. Works everywhere you go. People are hurting, and they are definitely in need of love. There's enough bitterness, hate, and stubbornness or rebellion. We don't have to propagate that. Listen to the major news stories, and you can get an earful. But anyway, love you guys, and I won't get to see many of you anymore till we get there to the great celebration. And I just thank the Lord for it, all of you, and all of those that have been put into my life. And I bless all those that I've had opportunity to put in your lives. And I trust that you take this in love. Most of what I can show you is like the presence of the Lord invades your life. Love you. Night, night.